Today is May 3rd, 2001, and this is Mary Douglas interviewing Brent Kington at the Artist Home and Studio in Maconda, Illinois, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. Brent, let's start out at the beginning. When and where were you born?
I was born in Topeka, Kansas, July 26, 1934. On a day that, as I remember, my mother told me I was 103 and it was a home birth. So.
God. Things were different then.
Yeah.
Would you like to describe your childhood for me?
Yeah, I was born into a very family-oriented parents. They, from both sides, they were very hard-working people, working-class people, very caring and sharing of my childhood. My early childhood, I can remember, you know, in the 37, 38, heavy polio period throughout the country. I was never allowed to leave the yard, no playing with other children, no getting in the water, which was, you know, one of the things at that time, even a puddle type situation. Early on, I was born just, depression hit in 29, but it was really very, very bad in Kansas in the middle 30s, and right after I was born. My dad couldn't get work, and he had heard that there was work out in Idaho, so he packed up German Shepherd Dixie and Mom and me and got in a 1909 Model T Ford. It took 3 weeks to get to Boise, and got stopped on the street, and they drove in. The local Ford dealer wanted to buy his car and gave him a job, so he sold his old Model T and got a job as a mechanic at the local Ford dealership, and they worked there for about 2 years. Things got better back home, they moved back just to be near family. I had grandparents in Perry, Kansas, and great-grandparents on my father's side, and my mother's family, particularly the sisters, she had three other sisters, all tended to live in the same neighborhood, about as close together as they could find a house. And so when my growing up was, Bell, do you know Brent's doing this? Bell, do you know Brent's doing that? Telephone calls all the time. So it was that type of family situation. If I showed interest in something, I got lots of support. Many times more encouragement than financial things or things. I was a loner. I had my dog, and whenever I could sneak away, I'd go back to the creek and spend there all day getting crawdads and chasing snakes. And I was kind of a Tom Sawyer, loner type person. In fact, when I was going to school at the local school, which is just a block away, if it was a nice spring day, chances were I'd bend up the creek and I'd get back to school after lunch. So, you know, it was that type of childhood. A lot of tolerance, but a lot of discipline.
Any siblings?
I have an adopted sister. My parents very badly wanted more children, but my birth was very difficult, and my mother couldn't have more children, so they adopted when I was a junior in high school, a girl that had been abused. And so I pretty much was, I had cousins, and they were close, almost like brothers. In particularly one who lives in Denver, Colorado. He's just 4 years older than I was. So he was big brother image. And so I was getting close to adulthood by the time I got the baby. Showed interest in sports. My father never missed a ball game. I demonstrated an early interest in art.